The Ferndale Blues Festival begins tomorrow. It's running tomorrow night through the 1st of February. There's acts all over downtown Ferndale, various venues, including Como's, Dino's, Rosie O'Grady's, One-Eyed Betty's, but let's talk about a couple of those. The Howling Diablos are playing at Dino's tomorrow night. Eric Goebel and the Flying Crowbars are playing at One-Eyed Betty's. And Luther Badman Keith is playing, I guess, at Buffalo Wild Wings. That's what it says here. For more information, you can look it up, ferndalebluesfestival.org. And we'll have more information on other shows as well. Moving on to Saturday. And by the way, you are listening to WHFR Dearborn, if you don't know that already. The Fifth Punk Rock Formal is happening at the Magic Stick. And that features Bill Bondsman, Nice Hooves, and Rebel Spies, which is a side project of a couple of members of the Suicide Machines. Here we have the January Thaw Jam, including Louis Resto, Kenny Tudrick, and ML Liebler at the Jazz Cafe at the Music Hall. Ilo and the Kung Fu Lovers, along with Archaic Spadium, who also did a live set a few weeks ago here at the Motor Live Drive at 5, are playing at the Old Miami. Let's see what else we have. Saturday, we have Live Blues at Beale Street at the Smokehouse and at the Beale Street Smokehouse and Barbecue in Fenton. Live Blues at Blue Goose Inn. Live Blues at Nancy Whiskey Pub on Harrison Street in Detroit, and Champagne and the Motor City Blues Crew at Burt's Marketplace in Easttown. Going back to the Ferndale Blues Festival again, we have Howard Glazer playing at Dino's, Ryan Dillaha and the Miracle Men at One-Eyed Betty's, and Steve Cox and the Detroit Hammers at Rosie O'Grady's. Again, that's Saturday, all those shows that you just heard about. Moving on to Sunday. John Rhodes is at One-Eyed Betty's as far as the Ferndale Blues Fest. Monday, Chris Dignore and the Black Drops and is playing at One-Eyed Betty's. And Chris Dignore is going to be doing a show here at Motor Live Drive at 5, doing a live set on February 6th. And February 7th, he's doing a benefit show at the Trinity House in Livonia. And we're going to be a part of that. And that's going to be a benefit awareness concert for the organization called Attack Hunger. We'll have more information about that benefit show and the live set from Chris Dignore coming up in the next few days. So keep it tuned to WHFR and my show as well. And then we have Tuesday. Phil DeVoid does an ongoing thing at the Blue Goose Inn. Dennis Coffey, as I mentioned earlier, does a weekly gig at the Northern Lights in Midtown. Marcus Elliott Quartet plays Cliff Bells in downtown Detroit, over just behind the Fox Theater and the Fillmore. Finally, on Wednesday, Broken Arrow Blues, a band you'll be hearing in a short bit before I get out of here, are playing One-Eyed Betty's as far as the as part of the Ferndale Blues Festival. The Glenn Tucker Trio play an open jam at Cliff Bells. Mike Jellick Trio, which I'm really digging, I'm going to check them out when I get a chance, play the Northern Lights for a weekly jam, and Carl Henry, open mic at McShane's. So, that's about it. If I missed anything, I apologize. If you want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at sboatright47@gmail.com. That's S, B as in boy, O-A-T-R-I-G-H-T. Can't get simpler than that. 47@gmail.com, or look me up on Facebook. And you can also look me up at Motor Live Drive at 5. There's a group there if you'd like to join. Right now we're going to play something from Carolyn Strio. I'm liking this CD. She just sent me this a couple of weeks ago, and I appreciate that. Good stuff. She's won more than one Detroit Music Award in her career in the last few years. And what we're going to hear is the track Word Attack, which is the title track from her latest CD, and it's a self-released one. This is Carolyn Strio.
up inside her head. She's got these thoughts. Said she might be better off dead. Some little things will fall right in your little mind. You got to do better. You gotta work on it all the time. 'Cause nobody's lost here. She's got this line. She's talking always a sentence in the air. This girl's alone. I can't imagine why. The girl's alone.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Bootsy X, figured I'd play another track for you. Really digging this record. Sad that it's the last one we will get from Mr. Mulrooney, but hey, he will live on forever in our hearts, right? Sorry to go on. I guess we'll let it go with that. But again, I know I'm joined by many people in the music community that will miss him greatly. That was the track Joe C. That was another one that was played at his memorial this past Saturday at the Hastings Ballroom, where many musicians that had played with him or were influenced by him over the decades were there to pay tribute to him. Alrighty. Before that, we heard Carolyn Strio, as I announced at the beginning of the set, Word Attack, self-release CD. That's the title track. And we're going to keep it going. Right now, we're going to start off with something from the Actually, there's no "the" in the title. I have to correct myself. Characteristics is the name of the band. And this is a track called Service Industry. And that would have been a song that you heard last week if you were listening to Motor Live Drive at 5, because Characteristics were in here to do a live set for us. Actually, no, I'm mistaken, rather. Time really does fly. Velveteen Rabbit was last week. Characteristics was 2 weeks ago. So I stand corrected. We're going to hear both of them before we get done with this set, Characteristics and Velveteen Rabbit. And we'll go from there. Best in local music from the last couple of months or so on the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. No live band this week, but we will be back next week with Jeremy Porter and the Tucos. So don't fret. We'll still be doing it like we always do. We'll be right back.
Okay, here we go.
Eight mile on fire. Eight mile on fire. Them boys in blue just lit wire, burning down the old empire. 8 mile on fire. 7 mile on the run. 7 mile on the run. Them corner boys are having fun, getting wild, swinging guns. 7 mile on the run. Yeah. 6 mile closing in. Tell them where, we'll tell them when. Bring women, bring men. 6 mile closing in.
Music has evolved a great deal in the past 300 years, and that's only because of artists who were able to express themselves in ways that the common practice couldn't. Music is art, and great art should seek to change the world. No one knows when the next wave will break, but when it does, you can rest assured you'll hear it on the Space is a Place program every Friday evening from 6 until 8 p.m. with me, your host, Tom Wilson, right here on your favorite radio station, 89.3 WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves.
I
are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. That is the band Death. Yes, I know it sounds really dangerous, doesn't it? Anyway, some really nice gentlemen. They grew up in the Motor City. That was a band that was out in the mid-70s. They couldn't make it back then because the labels didn't want to touch them. They didn't like that name. They didn't realize that they could overcome that because they'd made great music. Well, finally somebody woke up a couple years or so ago and realized, wait a minute, these guys are good. We should put them on the air. We should make records with them. And that's exactly what they're doing. That's a song that's going to be released really soon. They've got a full length coming out in a couple of months. They've got a tour coming up this summer, which I'm definitely looking forward to. Again, if you ever get a chance, check out a movie called A Band Called Death. You can get that on one of the streaming sites. Or I think it's sometime in the end of February, the last week or so of February, they're going to have the movie A Band Called Death at the DFT, the Detroit Film Theater, as part of the DIA. So if you liked what you just heard there, check it out. Before that, we heard... let me get my list here. Velveteen Rabbit, Ode to Memphis, a track they played for us live here in the studio last week. They are playing tonight at PJ's Lager House. If you're into what you heard there, check them out. Oak Bones before that, 8 Mile on Fire. And by the way, Velveteen Rabbit, Death Relief, and Oak Bones, all stuff released on MP3, but you can look them up online. Find out where you can get their stuff. What the usual places, things like SoundCloud, Bandcamp, Facebook, that kind of stuff. And we started off with Characteristics doing a track called Service Industry. And they played 2 weeks ago here at Motor Live Drive at 5. So lots of great stuff happening here. If you haven't been listening so far, you want to do that every Thursdays from 4 to 6. Normally we have a live band in here, but we are taking a break this 1 week. We will be back next week with Jeremy Porter and the Tucos, which I'm going to play before we get out of here at 6 o'clock. Right now, let's hear something from Dead in Five. They're playing with Bobaflex at the Shelter tonight, basement of St. Andrew's Hall in downtown Detroit. And after that, let's hear some Crud.
Come happy, baby. You wanna play? Are you happy, baby? Happy, baby.
Oh,
Jeremy Porter and the Tucos there from their CD Partner in Crime. That was, if you haven't figured that out by now, the track Pizza Girl. They will be doing a live set next week, a week from today, at 5 o'clock here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. So if you enjoyed that, come back next week. We don't have a live band this particular week. Just taking a break this one time. Once in a blue moon, we gotta, you know, rest. But we'll be back next week again, like I just said, with more live performance for you. Again, Jeremy Porter and the Tucos next week here at Motor Live Drive at 5. And coming up in 2 weeks, Kristen Yor, who's going to do some solo stuff for us. And he's going to be doing a benefit that we will be a part of that's happening at the Trinity House in Livonia. More details on that coming up soon. Before Jeremy Porter, we heard Crud from their CD Devil at the Wheel, and that was Murder is Fun. It isn't really, but, you know, it's a cool song. And we started off with Pressurehead from the band Dead in Five from their self-release CD that just came out this past year, 2013. Going to do some announcements, and when we come back, we're going to do some blues. Some bands that are going to be performing at the Ferndale Blues Festival coming up in the next few days. I'll have a little bit more info from that if you didn't hear earlier on in the show.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have held the same mirror for 13 years.
I have been decorated with purple dinosaurs, baseball teams, and football helmets.
I have witnessed 33 Thanksgiving dinners and one wedding proposal.
I have tiny notches marking the growth of 3 children.
I have caused a learning disability.
I am the reason that a 5th grader simply can't sit still.
I am responsible for a 5-year-old's rage.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home is built before 1978, your family could be at risk. Let's make all kids lead-free kids. Log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
I am the reason a child has trouble hearing.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanne Korchunsko. Please join me on Fridays, 2 to 6 p.m., as I cruise with the blues down Highway 61 on WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
Thank you. never stop. You better get it pretty, baby. Get it while the getting is hot. Have a Detroit party.
Detroit blues party.
Detroit party.
Detroit blues party.
Have a Detroit party.
to it's a pole in the city beating right here for you. It's doing a boogie, baby. In the back alley, baby. And it beats for a time like John Lennon talking. God bless you.
Up in the Diamond Head in Waikiki, but the best boogie stomp is here in the Motor City. Movie stars wanna do it, and you can too. Let's hit the beach, little mama. It's a full moon. Surfing in Detroit. Surfing. It's alright. Surfing in Detroit. Storms rolling in, dangerous waves. Now faster, pussycat, faster. Girl, can you behave? We were down in Fiji when we heard in Detroit the smoke on the water and the buildings burn. We're surfing. Thank you.
That was Broken Arrow Blues. They'll be playing One-Eyed Betty's next Wednesday as part of the Ferndale Blues Festival. That was from a CD called Live in Detroit. That was Sleeping with the Devil. That's from their latest CD, Live Hard, Ride Hard, Play the Blues, Live in Detroit. That's what we had, was a Blues Detroit theme there. Three out of four artists that I played for you are playing the Ferndale Blues Festival. For more information, look them up online. You get all the details on the full schedule of all the bands performing, starting tomorrow night and going on through the 1st of February. I'm sure I'll bring it up again next week. Again, this is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. I thank you for listening every Thursdays from 4 to 6. We'll be back with more live music next week with Jeremy Porter and the Tucos, as I mentioned earlier. Before Broken Arrow Blues, we heard Howling Diablos from their CD, Ultrasonic Gas Can, on Funky D Records. That was Surfing in Detroit. For that, Carl Henry Band from Southbound Home, and that was Detroit Stump, and that's a self-release CD. And we started off everything